Welcome to the Susan Winter Show. Here you'll find practical tips and tools to address your most pressing concerns on love, dating, and partnership. And now, here's your love and life mentor, Susan Winter.
Do you ever feel like love is more about give and take than it is a real connection? Hey, everybody, Susan Winter here, talking about transactional relationships. Are you in one? Do you think you're in one? Does it feel like you are in one? As you know, I've done tons of work on hot and cold and the cycles and the patterns. So today, I'm going to break down transactional relationships. Now, it is true that throughout history, transactional relationships were a part of the political landscape. A country would have their young prince marry a young princess from another country because it was a political liaison. And we see that many of our political marriages are, yes, agreeable partners, but there is a greater purpose. It is the unity, it is the goal, it is the joint agenda. A transactional relationship has an agenda. Real love does not. Real love is there just for the sake of the love. Nothing else is required. Yes, mutuality, that's true, but there's no underlying agenda. So here's marker number one. Are you feeling that giving to this person, and this means resources, money, opportunity? I've awakened Nika. She is a co-star to this show, so let's see how she does. That it is a requirement of their participation. It could be. You see, in a transactional relationship, you are given all of the love and desire that you want. You are love bombed. You are told you're futurized like crazy. They're always futurizing what is going to be happening, because by holding that hook up to you, that's the bait. They want you to bite it. You see, it's if only I didn't have this school loan hanging over my head, I'd have more time to see you. I'm so sorry I haven't seen you. It's just, I'm so overburdened with this. Or if only I had this opportunity, I could be with you. But I can't feel fully helpful in this relationship if I don't have a job. You know, I wish something could happen with that friend of yours that has the company. So it could be an opportunity. It could just be flat out money. Now, I have a lot of guys that buy into this. And men, I got to talk honestly to you. You are such a sucker for beauty. I know you go blind. You know you go blind, but you do things for a woman that you think is a 10 you would never do for a 6. Never, ever, ever. And ladies, you too. Get you some good loving, you go crazy. Get you a gorgeous, hot young thing with good loving. Yes, I know. I've dealt with a lot of my clients that are dealing with this. And you cannot take a transactional relationship and make it a deep, loving, committed relationship. You're coming in on different frequencies. As I've tried to tell several of my clients, and this stuff comes in a batch. It's very interesting how it happens. They all come at the same time. So if you want to know if they love you for you, just ask yourself this. Do I fear withholding the money, the resources, the opportunities of my lifestyle? If I withhold that, do I get the feeling like they're not going to be so interested? And I think you already know the answer. That whenever they're acting out, whenever they're not paying attention, if you throw something at them that they want, they perk up until they die down again, because they're not participating honestly in the relationship. If you are a person who has the disposition to enjoy what they are and you're willing to pay, give, allow them entree to your lifestyle, let them in on your yacht, in your Hamptons home, take them on a trip, and you get something out of it, that's fine. In that way, you're both in a transactional relationship. That means that you know you're getting something from them, they're getting something from you. And in that way, you're equal. But do not take an open heart, kindness, sweetness, and think that by showering this person with gifts and opportunities that you will earn their love. Because now, what you don't even realize, you have taught them to only seek you for that purpose. And unconsciously, you know, you feel like a victim, but unconsciously you set it up. If the understanding is that I will give you these things for your attention, you're the one to blame. I know a lot of people do it. It's kind of it's a common factor. It's the situation of the director that has an opportunity for the young actress, if she'll have dinner with him, etc. That's the structure, okay? So this is not going to be something where you're going to feel loved and safe and secure, because it's not about that. Do you understand? So the cycles are this: the meeting, the opportunity for them, the amazement that somebody so fine is seeking you out and finds you attractive, because on some level, they are out of your league. Probably beauty-wise, they're out of your league. You don't want to admit that to yourself, because you'd have to admit, you know, that you're not, you have qualities on the interior, but they're not looking for the interior. All you have to do is be generous, and you keep feeding the cycle. And when they are done with whatever they want from you, they will move on to the next. The hardest thing is to get out of the loop of denial, because nobody wants to believe that, no, I actually kept paying this person for an interview with this person, and no, I kept trying to help him with his career, and now that he's there, he doesn't want anything to do with me, or I got her out of debt and I set her up in business and now she's done, because it was only that. So here are the hallmarks. One, futurizing. They're always going to have what they really, they'll give you whatever you want so desperately, but it's in the future. And two, the thing that makes that thing happen, that you could be together, that you could be a couple, that they could come stay with you, is that you have to finance or create the opportunity for this to happen. That's transactional. Do not think you can change that energy. And so many people are confused because they say, but it felt real. It really felt real to me, Susan. And I know these people are good. It is very hard for us as humans to wrap our minds around the fact that people can be fun and exciting and interesting, and also con artists and opportunists at the same time. We don't like duality. We like, they're bad, I was the victim, and we like, they're good, they fell madly in love with me, but we are having a hard time putting both together. They were loving and sweet and kind and loved by me, and the sex was amazing, and they used me, and they couldn't care less about me, and when they were done, they never thought about me again. Also, beware, they'll come back again. If they got a good haul from you the first time, financially, success-wise, they're not going to give you up. They may be hunting for new resources, but they're not going to lose your number, for sure, unless you had a major blowout and you called them out. So if you want to know whether you're in a transactional relationship or not, book a session with me at susanwinter.net. If you want to know if you're in the middle of a dating game, download the Dating Games Guide. The resources are listed here below. That'll tell you all the markers of where you are. I hope this helps you. I want people to have real love. And if you are looking for real, deep, and meaningful love, don't even begin to play this game. You should never have to buy somebody's love. Take care now.